Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting third. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Frias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball four. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Woods steals second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to third. Zisk moves to second. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is walked intentionally. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mendoza for the out. Stargell scores. Zisk moves to third. Stennett moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt bunts towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Stennett covering, for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 2 in the game. Frias hits a pop-up off the glove of Stennett, and into shallow right field. Frias reaches second base with a double. Cox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Davis now playing center field. Ron Woods now playing right field. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 3 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell is walked intentionally. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Boots Day now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Ellis pinch runs for Bob Robertson. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 4 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.